Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god. Greetings, stranger friends, and I know what I said. I know I said you wouldn't hear from me. I know I said it will probably be a few days before I do the podcast episodes for the last final episodes of Stranger Things 4. And yes, those episodes are coming. They're still going to be the nice, long form, going through step by step of everything that happened in those episodes. But I just finished the piggyback, and I felt like I had to say something. I had to react. I had to hit record. This isn't going to be very long. There's no notes. It's just raw emotion. I just finished it. And holy poop, I'll say, because I'll try to keep it PG. But oh my goodness gracious, what an ending. Not only was it it wasn't a complete sad ending, but it left a giant holy shit. Okay, see, look, there goes the clean. It left a giant holy moly moment of like, oh my goodness, now we have to wait. We have to wait for Stranger Things 5. So we had the Halloween 2 moment. The end of Halloween. At the end of Halloween, if you've never seen the original Halloween, spoiler alert, it's from 1978, Dr. Loomis shoots Michael Myers, bing, bang, bang, bang. He falls, he hits the ground, and then at the end, they're like, oh, he did it, I killed the boogeyman. Loomis looks over, and Michael Myers is gone. And that's the exact feeling I got when Vecna went, and Vecna didn't make it. He fell over. He was, burned up, shot, all that fun stuff. And he is now in the wind. He's still alive. And it seems like he's kind of winning. Forgive me if I'm scatterbrained, because, again, I'm going on two frescas and just willpower right now. Let's just go group by group. How many people, I mean, by the way, you watched it, right? Because I'm spoiling everything now. How many people thought Steve was going to die? I got texts all day from my friend. This man is a grown adult who kept texting me, Steve is going to die. Steve's going to die. Now, what he doesn't know and what we know is that Steve makes it. Not only does Steve make it, he's only in danger. He's only in real danger for a few moments. And right now, he's watching it right now. As I'm talking to you, he texted me and said, I'm starting it now, because I think he just finished the first one. I watched the Papa one this morning. And again, there was a moment in that episode I really just want to focus on the finale and get into those later. But this is reaction time. There's a moment in that episode of Papa where I raised my hands above my head. Now I am at my mother-in-law's house. I said the other day, do you know what a podcast is? And she said, a popcast? I think I told you that already. And maybe I didn't. I've been, I want to spend time with family. I cooked on the grill. She had a friend over with my wife and our dogs. And then I want to walk my dog. And I don't want to be like, look, I need to go. I need to go watch Stranger Things. And then my mother-in-law's like, oh, what is the name of the show? Stranger Things. She starts writing it down. Would I like it? And I told her, no, you wouldn't. I know her. No, she wouldn't. She'd be confused and have no idea what's going on and then not like it. And that was the right thing to do. But then I walked my dog, and around 7:30 or so, I said, this is it. It's happening. Good night. Goodbye. And I took on my tablet. I didn't get to watch this on the TV. I didn't get to watch this on the laptop. Took my tablet, went in the other room, and consumed it. I consumed it. I laughed. I cried. I cried some more. I cheered. Cried a little more. And then at the end, at the very end, holy shit. So, yes, we all thought Steve was going to die, right? Or we were all afraid. They really, really teed it up. I mean, I want to have a big family. Don't let that girl go. All those things. And it led to nothing. Like, nope, just teasing you. Even the billboards, just teasing you. But we did lose some people. We actually lost a lot of people. The town lost a lot of people because a lot of people left. Finally, they said, let's get the hell out of Hawkins. There was only one death where I pumped my fist. And that was when the gate, the rift, whatever you want to call it, opened. And it sliced Jason in half. That psychopath who almost ruined everything. Who almost took out Lucas, but Lucas kicked his ass wonderfully. He's gone. He is just like, it was like the gate just ran him over. But more importantly, we lost a great new character. Stranger Things, these producers, casting, whatever it is, they pick, it seems like, the perfect people. When they add to the cast, when they add new people to the cast, they do an amazing job of making them feel like they belong in the world, like they belong in, you know, with this crew, like they would fit in with these friends. And also goes to a long way to the actor who at the moment, I don't remember his name. I know I've seen it and I know he's Australian. I believe that's the accent. I believe I've nailed it. But he, you know, they planted seeds of, I'm no hero. I ran. That's what I do now. We're no heroes. And then he drew those monsters, those little shits away from Dustin and he saved him and he died in the process, but he did get to play Master of Puppets. So that was epic. That was truly metal. And Dustin had a great moment. Well, first of all, he died in Dustin's arms. Dustin had a really sad moment with him and a really sad moment with Eddie's uncle, but he got to give Eddie's uncle some closure. Oh my goodness gracious. And then Max. So I tried to be spoiler free today and I essentially was, but the problem is you click on any browser, the Chrome browser on my phone. And the first thing that pops up is little articles that might be related to you. And I saw red and I went, oh, and I went away. And then I clicked it again stupidly because I wanted to check something else. I should have just took my phone, threw it in the goddamn woods and waited till tonight. Then I thought I saw Max. I'm like, oh no. Then I saw Nancy. I said, oh no. I don't think any of it would have spoiled me because Max Mayfield lives. But my theory, just watching it right now, is that Max Mayfield is missing. She's missing and maybe Vecna has her because she was dying. She was gone. She was dead. It was over. And Eleven said no and somehow brought her body back to life. But as you can see, she's in a coma And they didn't show it right away. They showed it later when Eleven went in to Max's subconscious, or she went into the void to see Max. She knows Max. She's never failed like this before. There was nobody there. She's screaming for Max, but Max isn't there. Crazy, right? So I feel like right now her body is an empty shell, and that's going to be a big part of while her body is healing, hopefully her bones are healing, they need to find her soul. They need to find her essence, her actual being. And Eleven's going to have to do that. I think that's what's going to happen. That's just a guess. And of course, you know, Vecna did kill her long enough to complete the cycle of the opening the four gates, which then tear a giant hole through Hawkins to the point where it's an earthquake. And they talk about the devil. There was talk on the news of the devil's door and the satanic rituals. And of course, Ted Wheeler's like, oh, the news is just like the tabloids. Luckily, Holly, Karen, and Ted are okay. Seems like all the families are okay, other families we know. But a lot of terror, a lot of destruction came to Hawkins. And the only good thing out of it was that Jason was split in half. That's the only positive of this. I love seeing Robin, Dustin, and Steve hanging out, going to deliver some, you know, much needed toys to a shelter, and then sticking around to hang out. And it gave Robin some time to hang out with the girl she likes. Was it Vicky? I think. The only thing I was thinking about with this whole season is I feel like Jonathan, Will, and Mike didn't have enough to do. There wasn't any. I was like, well, what are they doing? They're just driving. They drove. They picked her up. I mean, it was mostly them driving. It was mostly comic relief. We did get some fun stuff with Susie. They did have an amazing shootout at their house. So there was that. That was pretty epic. But then we had some great moments of Will and Mike. This was in the previous episode. Will showed Mike the painting. That was awesome. And it was like, I didn't know what to expect. And it was a fantasy painting, you know, showing off a three-headed monster and them fighting, but how Mike is the heart and Mike leads them. And that did lead to Mike connecting to Eleven in her subconscious, in Max's subconscious, a very Inception, and getting to reach her and tell her, you can do this. You have power. You can, you know, fight. And spurning her on. So that was great. Will was, it was almost like just being there to support Mike, to support Eleven, Will didn't have a great deal to do until the end where he says, he's coming. I know he's coming. I can still feel him. I didn't realize it was him this whole time, but now that I know, and now that I'm back here, I can feel him. We have to kill him. He's not going to stop until we're dead. And he had a great moment where I don't know if it's him not being able to tell Mike, like who he is as a person, or if he has direct feelings with Mike and he's just like, you won't reciprocate those feelings. That's just a guess, because you see Will crying and upset. And then you see Jonathan noticing that. And there was just a sweet little moment where Jonathan said, you know, how he loves his brother and it, you know, that's not going to change. He's like, there is nothing that could change me, you know, wanting to be there for you. And it was his way of saying, whatever you are going through, whatever you want to say, whatever, whoever you are, however you feel, it doesn't matter. I'm your brother and I love you. So there was no proclamation made. There was no, like, Will didn't come out or anything like that. If that is what it is, which it seems like it's leading in that way, but they're not saying it. So you can't automatically presume, but I'm presuming. So there you go. But that was a sweet, great little moment. Also, the fact that when they went to the pizza place, that was just fun. Argyle was able to help, and it led to a great line when Elle showed up in Max's memory. Fantastic moment. And she's like, you're real? She goes, yes, I'm real. I'm piggybacking, in a frozen dough, freezer, in a pizza dough freezer. Just, and she said it very matter of factly, like, that is what I'm doing. That was very funny. And of course, we got the great moment of, well, I haven't even talked about Russia and them going back. They're like, the decision is we need to go back and kill everything because then maybe we'll give them a chance. It did. They didn't do it because the dust that was in there got out, got into the monsters, and the monsters were wreaking havoc. But they burned those suckers up pretty good. And then there was a freaking sword, and Hopper picks up the sword, and he's like King Arthur chopping these down. He's like, I am Inigo Montoya. You try to kill my family. Now you must die. Awesome moment. And it was interjected like perfectly where Eleven is working on Vecna. Hopper is working on this Demogorgon. And in the Upside Down, Steve, Robin, and Nancy are about to burn Vecna. Burn, Vecna, burn. Vecna Inferno. And then what I screwed up with before is I said, Vecna's getting stronger. He had to be with those kids before, and now he's doing it from the attic of the house. I was completely wrong. He's always been in the attic of the house. That's where his physical form is. I have to realize the Upside Down is where his physical form is it all the time. It's just a different dimension. And then psychically is when he went out to get those kids. Bing, bang, boom. And he got so close to Max. In fact, he got close enough that he did kill her, but Eleven brought the body back. This is my guess. But nothing else. And it's still, I think she's still out there. And I think they need to find her. I think. What else? My goodness gracious. Of course, Enzo got Yuri. He seemed like he had to talk to him. He's like, Yuri the Great, you were a great warrior, a great soldier. And I don't know if it changed his mind, but they were able to get them out. It led to a great reunion of Eleven and Hopper. It's not as great of a reunion for me for for Hopper and Joyce. That was an amazing reunion because at that point, Hopper thought his world was over. He had no idea where Joyce was. And at this point, it just kind of was like, hey, kid. But it was so sweet. It was so sweet. They're like, you copied my hair. What do you think? It's bitching. But then that led to the big finale. I'm not sure if I'm going to get there yet. The Brenner stuff in the previous episode. Did I talk about the helicopter? Friggin' amazing. That was my favorite part. When you the scope moved around and all of a sudden they spot her and she has her hand up and I'm like, oh crap, those guys are gone. Beautiful. Brenner, son of a bitch. I should never have trusted him. I just said in my last episode, I think I trust him. And then I blew it. And yet, maybe he was right after all. She's not ready. But the way he went about it was very untrustworthy, very douchebaggery. And so that made me not like him. I think he's actually dead this time. I think the bullets did more than the Demogorgon ever did. So I think au revoir, Dr. Brenner, au revoir. Sam Owens, lest we forget, there's still a government people looking for Eleven. There's still Sullivan, and he has Owens. But I wonder if now they're going to see this rip in Hawkins, if they're going to say, this was the girl again. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so tired. And I'm so tired and I'm so wired at the same time. What else? I think I covered everything I wanted to quickly talk about. Obviously, rest in peace, Eddie Munson, Max Mayfield. We hope you're out there. Jason Rotten Hell. Boy. And that other kid. Oh, Erica kicked him in the nuts and smashed him in the face with the flashlight. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Mwah. I love the plan they had, but and hearing Max say, actually say that she wished she didn't wake up, she wished something happened to her. That was really sad to see. And they twisted it so perfectly where they made Lucas. It was Vecna. I knew right when Lucas started saying, I said, that's Vecna. That's Vecna. Max. So shall we just quickly talk about the final moments? The final moments where all of a sudden in the house, they notice a flake. It was Will. They went outside and everyone's happy. Everyone's happy. And then the starting. And I'm like, okay. And then Will, they show the back of his neck and the little goose pimples, they show up. I'm like, oh shit. I apologize for the language. Kind of. He puts his hand on the back of his head and he turns around and you see something in the sky. something in the sky. And then you start seeing things fall. And you start seeing these flakes, these ashes. And you're like, well, wait, why would you see that? And at first I thought, oh no, whatever, we'll see something. But then they all turned and said, oh good, they all see it. Now it turns out that's probably not good, because what they all saw, what I think they saw, was that the upside down has come to Hawkins. It's raining these little flakes, these upside down flakes that we've, you know, that we've been, we know that we've been accustomed to, that we, when we see those, we're like, oh, we're in the upside down. And they're in our universe now. They're in real Hawkins now. And when they looked off in the distance, I was like, you son of a bee, you better show us what we're looking at. You better show us what they're looking at, please. And they're looking, and then you see people leave the shelter of the high school, and Dustin looks off in the sky, and everyone's looking. And then Eleven, you see all these beautiful flowers. I was like, well, that doesn't look that bad. It's beautiful. Oh, wait, what's that up ahead? Oh, my goodness gracious. Is that rotted grass? Oh, shoot. Oh, gosh, golly. And then you see a little, you hear, and you look off in the distance, and it seems like a red storm is in smoke and fire, and red storm is taking over part of Hawkins. And I don't know if it's spreading. I don't know what it is, but it seems like hell and the upside down have come to Hawkins. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, and the last thing I want to talk about is that, you know, in was it chapter 7? They said, you know, that if the Demogorgon is the Mind Flayer's foot soldiers, Vecna is his five-star general. Well, it turns out to be incorrect. It turns out that the Mind Flayer works for Vecna. In fact, the dust, the mist, whatever it is that we saw in Russia, and I think we saw when it took over Billy in when it was the meat flayer, it took over. Remember that we saw the whirling of stuff in the upside down in that machine shop, metal shop? Seemed very similar to that. But he took that dust, he took that smoke, and used his powers in the upside down to create the Mind Flayer. He created the Mind Flayer. The Demogorgons were already there. We saw that. And I feel like he also probably constructed Hawkins or something like that, because it almost was like, are they in the upside down? Or is that another dimension? Because it looked like a real hellscape. Maybe he and all those vines are just going back to him. It makes sense now. And maybe he constructed it to look like Hawkins. I don't know. There's still something out there about 1983. Oh my goodness gracious. I feel like I'm going to repeat myself when I do the long form episodes, but I had to get talking. I had to hit record. I couldn't be like, okay, let me, you know, catch my breath, catch my bearings, go through it with a fine tooth comb, all that stuff. Can't wait to do it. Awesome. But there's something about just watching it, putting it down, wiping the tear off your face, and hitting record. Whew. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What a great season. What a great episode. I'm not done. You'll see me soon. And we still have two episodes to talk about. And then we have a lot of fun things that we're going to be doing in the off season. But I'll talk about that later, my friends. So thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com. Stranger Things 4 is over. But Stranger Danger 4 is not over yet, my friends. Until next time, stay stranger, my friends. Bye. Bye. See you soon.
Experts. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.